at the continuum. That's the hachokos.
I might as well fill in the details now. But people, I have to know from you where are you up to in your own learning here. As I said, these are all things that you have to be very clear in your mind, halacha l'maisa, for yourself, let alone in Yes Hashem, if your position where people ask you for advice. I think we finished that inyan that I wanted to handle with you, where when we're matir tefila b'yom, when we're matir tefila b'yom shvi, that should be clear in your mind, because those are common shailas that will occur for you personally. Let's do a little bit on these hachokos. Kupsadik hay. So what's the simon that we skipped over? And we had to find you first a seder alimud that means you have some idea of what's happening in the whole process of repairing whatever inhibitions the nidus provides. You learn how you get rid of it. Hachonel tefila, tefila, when tefila, etc. What we didn't cover is Dvorim Hasurim Bizman Nidusa. Now, as always, I find it helpful to have you see how halacha l'maaseh such shailas were handled. What is the real shaila over here is similar to what we had yesterday. We discussed yesterday, what do you do about the tzinius problem of tavelas balayla? Under certain circumstances, tavelas balayla implies an invasion of privacy by others, because people will surmise that the woman is going to the mikveh. I told you a major problem has been in America, where mikvos are generally in the same building as the shul. And okay, so mikvos usually is a little bit later at night, a little after night, but shuls have functions all the time, lectures. The Chaim Zvots, people gather at night in shul too, and then the women have trouble going to the mikveh. Yeah. Wherever possible, these things have been corrected. I've been involved many times. It's people seeking advice, what would be the best way to avoid that problem? Close the parking lot at a certain hour so that others can't park in that parking lot. And only the women will have access to the parking lot with a card. They can go in after certain hours. So if there's no parking lot and people don't park there, then they use an entrance on the other side of the shul, some attempt for privacy. But the same problem exists in the hachokos. You're walking with your wife on a nice snowy day, right? And the baby begins to cry, so you pick up the baby, but then you have to go away, so you have to hand the baby over back to your wife. You can't do that, so you're supposed to put the baby down in the snow and let her pick the baby up from the snow. People seeing you will think it's a little bit strange. chokos present a problem. And that's why I gave you here a tshuva that speaks to the practicality of how you're supposed to conduct yourself without looking for any kulos, not looking for chumrusi. So the tshuva, inyan hachoko shetzichu bishunido em yeshno b'mokom shenetzom imam gam anoshim acherim. So I think that will help us in Yisrael Hashem once we get down the basic halachos. Give me one, two. I prepared one or two. Have we settled down to the number seven, basically, the regular attendees? Outside visitors that come in occasionally?
Officially not.
Huh?
Officially not.
Sure. I'm leaving that to you. I'm happy to see them whenever they show up. They're welcome. We have an open door policy. Just so they won't get credit for having taken me, because neither is it. That I took it. Just give me 1 second. I'd like to begin by reading the Rambam for you.
Which, if it's just the Rambam, I can get it on here.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, just tell me where's the Rambam?
Rambam Sisur Abir. That's the question.
They're Chabad, right?
1 second, I'll give you a minute.
Arhakos.
A minute.
Yes, Chafal.
Arhakos. Thank you, Arhakos. Should be here. I think it's Pei Chof Aleph. I'm not sure. Pei Chof Aleph? Oh, Pei Chof Aleph. Boal Elva Vina Rais Der Hivorim Uchibik Vinishik Der Tavo Venena the Kilboso Arez a locum in a Tova Shenema Tuksuk Losasu Vilti Asos Mikukas Altoivos Venema Losikru Legals Elva Cloma Losikru Lidvorim Ababin Legilu Elva Rambam holds Kiru is the Raisi. Ramban is only the Rabbot. Achokos. The Mechaber seems to go with the Shittas of Rambam. Pick up the Mechaber. Did you add give one? I took it away.
Here.
You got extra one then?
Yeah.
Okay. Those are the extras?
That one's extra.
Chayiv Adam Lipush Meishto Bimei Tomosa Achetispo Vitipo. That refers to marital relations. Vatilu shows Vadoch Rotovlo Tomid Hi Binidosa Achetipo. That Moasa mentioned such a thing, that Nidu stays on until you go to Mikveh. I mean, why would he mention that today? That's why the Shach fetches into it, let you know, right, that it refers also, let you know that Kol Yemei Libuna. Kol din neither yeshlo. So you learn the Tomah Hi Midosa not to tell you that after the menopause she's still a neder, and she didn't go to mikveh. After she's a kene, he said, oh, she's a kene, she was sekes midomim, so neder goes away along with the physiology, the halacha changes. That would be unnecessary to say such a thing. That's why the shock. Is interpreting, I don't think necessarily so, but the halacha is important, that these hachokos we're going to talk about is no different whether it is the time when she's the lower dam, even with Meili Buno when she's counting, Shivanikiyim, right, the hachokos are also there. Again, why would you think otherwise? So only if you get involved with what we've been discussing so many times, the chilek between neither the Raisa and neither the Rabbonon, right? When neither the Rabbonon is a Zohar, that you know, even though she's fulfilled all the requirements, and you might think that somehow that since she's past the time of neither the Raisa, that would be a cooler. Otherwise, it's hard to understand why the Ramah would quote, actually quoting the Beis Yosef, why the Beis Yosef would say it. Dabar Poshut, that Nidus doesn't end without a kosher tefillah. Then comes the next halacha. The halacha of Dvorim Shemargilim La'Aveira. V'lo Yisrok, v'lo Yikol Roshima, right? Shema Yagal Avera. But make up your mind. You trust him or you don't trust. You trust them or you don't trust them. If you trust them, they either go to sleep in the same bedroom and the beds will be separated by 3 inches. That's okay. That's a kind of a friendly relationship you would have with a woman, right? You can't imagine anything that could be Margul Avera as going to sleep next to a woman. There we say, Suga Bashoshanim, you're not Choshev. That's the difficulty in understanding. The Rambam has a famous shuva concerning the impacts on the Ethiopians, their status as Jews and non-Jews. I should copy that shuva. It's in Shuva Sarambam. Shelo Tavor al Asaf is the line he uses. You want to know whether they're Jewish or not? Well, they observe Taras HaMishpocha. All the Ethiopians are Taras HaMishpocha. The first batch of Ethiopians that came to Eretz Yisrael, I had some personal contact with him. My son, Yaakov, was a medical officer in the time. He was then head of the hospital in Netanya, and the first group came to Netanya, to the Orleans Hotel there in Netanya. They took over that hotel, which was a defunct hotel, and they put in several hundred Ethiopians there, and he was their medical officer. And that's one of the tragedies, the Jewish agency. It was so set to make sure that they develop as secular Jews there. That a woman from the Jewish agency who was assigned to be their social worker, right? The first lecture she gave concerned Taras HaMishpocha, that in Eretz Yisrael we don't observe Taras HaMishpocha. Therefore, they need not worry about going to the mikveh, etc., etc. Because their custom was a difficult custom. Lo savor al asaf. They had a menstrual hut. The woman couldn't enter the house until she went to mikveh. Mikveh, kosher mikveh, not kosher mikveh. They went to the stream and bathed herself in the stream. And the Rambam used that as a test. If they have that custom, lo savor al asaf, it proves they're not Jewish. It's a custom they made up themselves. The custom of having a so-called menstrual hut. So you cannot pass my doorstep. Well, that would be a darn good idea. If you want to establish hachokos, that's the best. Instead, we have this strange mixture, right? I trust you implicitly, right? Sugo Bashoshanim. And suddenly, Sugo Bashoshanim, one of the Mepharshim says, this is not my Torah, Sugo Bashoshanim says, you know what it means? Shoshanim, these wonderful people who are called Shoshanim, need a Siog Latova. Not Sugo Bashoshanim, it's only a minor barrier. Right, which implies implicit trust in Am Yisrael that you listen to the tzivur of Kodesh Baruch Hu. And so now, once you look at all the chumos they put in, so it comes out it's a siog b'shoshanim. They put a siog around the shoshanim, but one that isn't fully balanced insofar as the dangers of violating the halacha cannot be. Although I'm sure sooner or later it's going to be that every house has to have a mashgiach. Without a mashgiach, nothing happens nowadays. Last night I had a call from Cornell Hospital, the sterility, the fertility clinic there. Professor Rosenwax, head of the clinic, most likely the best infertility man in the country. And it says that they're driving him crazy. People coming in for in vitro fertilization, and they have to store the semen from a month or two before, as we gave instructions, that's the way to do it. Yeah. They want a mashgiach on it. So they got to find a little mashgiach who's willing to sit in the freezer along with the sample, right, to make sure that no one does anything. What kind of mashgiach? What? It has to be there at the time. When
it has to be double wrapped, right?
When the semen is collected, and he puts his signature on it. Yeah. What's wrong with the husband putting his signature on it, or the wife putting his signature on it? That signature is not as good as the Bajir signature. And Ashkoche, that started with the poor organization. Bernstein has lectured for us over here, and I'm actively involved with them. Shema yargel aveiro. Abo muto lishachid imo dikivin shabo olea pamacha sulo tokef yitzchei. let me read the next one, and then I want to do the Pisri Chuvri, Kupsadik Aleph. Kupsadik Aleph. Where's the next one? Beis lo yigabo apila vespa ktano. Lo yoshit miyodo liyodo. So the example I gave you when we started with the baby on a snowy day, you put the baby down on the snowbank and let him pick him up from the snowbank. Something not right about that. Lo yikablena miyodo shema yiga bepsoro. V'chein v'remo asas zriko miyodo liyodo leheper also also. A kind of halacha in dini nezokim, or kocho kagufo. So if you can't play ball with your wife when she's in Eva. Throwing something to her and catching it is an act of intimacy. I don't throw a ball to a strange lady in the street, only to my wife. Hard to us to understand because we've drifted away, although great efforts are now being made to bring us back, on the separation of the sexes. Now, all the from wedding establishments, wedding salons, right, have separate entrances for men and women, right, standard. Many shuls that never did suddenly have separate entrances for men and women. So that's a reaction to what has happened in America, namely a breakdown of morality, an emphasis on sexuality, and it's hurt us. It's hurt our people. So the backlash is understandable. In Muncie, there's no place that has men and women sitting together under any condition. Yeah. I'm sure it's true for many places now, Williamsburg, etc. That's how my Borough Park already too. Yeah, I don't know about Washington Heights, and I think it may still be a more liberal community, whatever that means. It's a matter also of upmanship. I decided, as Boshem, now I have a series of, I think, 7 times when I'm Masada Kedushin until the end of the Zman. So I put in my own takone that Yichud after the Chuppah is in separate rooms. Okay? That's upmanship. You ain't got to have a chumah I don't have. Where do you stop? How do you handle this thing? Right. Look at the Pisri Chuvri. Here's the Sugo comment that I told you about. Shakosa b'shem Birke Yosef, also l'ariyah mipsomem sholo. If the perfume she wears reminds you of her, then you cannot smell the perfume bottle. Av shatoru heido suga b'shoshanim, that's bothering him. That's the kash, that's why I want. So that's the beginning here. You should know what bothering you bothered our chachomim, and they responded to it. Mikomo kom yeshus chachek. The similar dovo sugo b'shoshanim so siog gam b'shoshanim. And therefore, the psalmim in shemunochem al hashulchan atelocha also l'riach b'hem. last comment is also not clearly understandable. Why the connection? What does it mean to say? There's machlokes whether yotzei lederach, remember, is muta b'tashmish hamita only b'chibuk b'nishuk, right? And we are among the mekilim. We paskin tashmish hamita is even muta. Nevertheless, here we're machmir. What's the connection between the two? Not they are identical. Again, it's a state of mind, a halachic milieu, a halachic attitude. Here, they feel that chumra is advisable. Okay. Beis is important. Again, it sets a limit. It says lo yigabo. The tshuva shnei Yehuda. Nishal b'ish v'isha adom b'kfar. They're living out things that situations that have existed here in America, where a family gets fablonjit someplace. I don't know, Wyoming, they're the only Jews in town. Bencham Yehudi or Yehudi Zulus Hazug Levadam. Emuto Labaila Lamo de Leak Shitoveles. She goes to the lake to be Tovel. Liros Shetehe Kulo Tachas Hamayim. Okay? That's number one. Why? He has to see her undressed. It's also to see a wife who's in need when she's undressed. Second, im yochol tomcho b'yodo l'doch v'tachas hamayim. Doesn't sound nicely, but can he also drown her? I mean, can he push her into the water? Right. Because shemitzad hasvor enivo kivon di isu negiyah. V'chein isu sakos b'mekomo samachusin, shem yovu dehegla veiro, right? Shem dehegla dobo, v'rega zeh lo chashina. What are you afraid? She's going to the mikveh, she'll jump into the water, right? And before she's all under the water, he'll have marital relations with her. Therefore, l'chura, there shouldn't be any problem. There's a reason for why he cannot touch her. But not if you hold like the Rambam. He told the Shitas HaRambam that Isu Negi is a Dreiser. So Shofik HaTeir or Shiteke B'regat Zeh Muteres Ba'al Yosem En Amayim. Lachen Im Yefshar B'inyan Acher Yesh Lahatir. Next one I don't want to read out loud. You can read it for yourself. But he wants things. Okay. I'll add in a little bit here what's halacha lemaisa, what the meaning is. That depends on the social mores. It's a different halacha, really. It's not halacha of hergo aveiro. It's not halacha, if you do this, it'll bring you maybe into an emotional state. No. This is a reminder. As we'll see, this falls under the same category that we learned before, that Ishta Nida wore begodim that were big day Nidusa. That was to be as a reminder of that state that she's in. And we mentioned already, that was known to all. That was not considered to be an invasion of privacy. Invasion of privacy is to know when you sleep with your wife. But that she's a Nida, everybody knows that. Every woman is a Nida ever so often. And maybe there, the minig that they had, we don't have that minig now. But the minig that they had, maybe it's also based upon Taharos. Right? So that the people know that she cannot touch Truma Kadosh. Our minig is, if you sit alone with your wife on the table, then you do something different during your main idusa in the setup of the table. A common minig is to have one of the Shabbos leichter on the table. Shabbos leichter on the credenza all week that they put on the table for Shabbos. Main idusa, you put a leichter on the table. Not necessarily a big one, but some, as we can kind of mean, something that is, or, right, go ahead and you put a loaf of bread on the table. Now, loaf of bread, you eat from the loaf of bread. No, you have a slice of bread for each of you, or two slices, whatever it is, and you put something that's clearly, it maintains the state of mind that this is Eis Nidusa. We don't have that minig that the Ramah mentions. Once was the custom, and see it in other cultures yet today, where there's a family service where a plate is put down with all the food, and people help themselves on the same plate with chopsticks or whatever it is. Therefore, Eis Nidusa, they have separate plates. That's enough of a hecker. But we don't eat, our custom is to eat in separate plates. Therefore, we need a different hecker. Next halacha is easy to understand, and that's our minig. Yesh omrim she'osol olecho mishvuri macho shelo. She didn't finish eating. She ate only part of the chicken under normal circumstances, so the husband said, I'll finish it. A seducer, we don't do that. Kamo, she also nishtos mishuri koshelo. Just like it's also to drink what's left over in her cup. I mean, just like. That was the kul alma. Everybody agrees that your wife drank from a cup, you serve some wine, and she leaves over some wine, and you want to, normally, you want to not waste the wine, you'll drink the wine. As they do so, you don't drink the wine. That is a sign of intimacy. I wouldn't drink your leftover wine. I drink only my wife's leftover wine. So drinking over the leftover wine is a sign of intimacy, because she's my wife. Food was never that way. As food is only yesh omrim, meaning food, people left over food, you didn't throw it away, you saved it for next time. Or you serve it them the second time till they finish it all. That's That's the, he sort of jumped the gun. That's what the Mechaba has. Lo yishta mishuli kosher shosahi. If, however, the custom is a communal cup that people drink from the same cup, don't mind. Therefore, if someone else drinks, you left over, you make kiddush. In some families, they don't mind handing the cup around. The husband makes kiddush, he gives the cup to his wife to drink from. After he drinks, she drinks from the same cup. Many places, many homes prefer to have little glasses and pour from the becher into the glass. But those who drink from the same cup, and that's still quite common, right? There, so if others are drinking from the same cup, and the first one you give it to is your son, and he takes a sip from the cup and then give it to his mother, right? Then that's it. No sign of intimacy anymore. Nothing special with my wife. In loshem afsik odem acha b'nehem, o shehu rak mikozel kos acher, afilo huzel kos rishon. Vim shoso v'hu eni yodeya v'rotzel lishos mikos shelo, ena sichel hagel lo shlo yishter. It's not that the wine became treif because she drank from it. But therefore, if it's left over and she doesn't tell him that she drank from this cup, and he wants to drink from it, fine. V'hi muteres lishos mikos shoso hu. Why? In all these hachokos, the emphasis is on the behavior of the husband. He initiates physical contact. And therefore, the hekerim are for him. And on her, we have less of a concern that she will get emotionally involved and want to have physical contact with him. Go back to the Pisgah Tshuva Gimel. Try to get this done as much as possible before we go to the Tshuvas. I am B'Tshuva Shad Elio. I have a Pisgah Tshuva Gimel. Shekosav, I'll put it in our English idiom, she can't light his cigarette.
So is smoking mutter?
Huh? I'm sorry?
Is smoking mutter?
That's the problem. That's it. That's a double E. Nowadays, it wouldn't be looked upon as a sign of affection, but rather a sign she wants to get rid of it. The ein isha nido shor laharzik ner biyodo deisha yishte bala tabak. That's the language for smoking. He drinks tobacco. O lachame masmo b'ner ahu, o lahavi meno ner acher. Right? Then comes the circumstance that I began with. It's a nice snowy day, and he's carrying the baby, and he has to leave. Can he hand the baby over to her, or must he put the baby down on the sidewalk, and she picks it up from the sidewalk? Vayim b'tash beitz, shekosav, demuto lito miyoda hatino, mishum dachai nosi esasmo, vi eina osa klum elatinek asma hu yotze mechekimo eloviv, or vice versa. Okay, you people familiar with that halachic concept of chai nosi et asma. So it's not an isu deraisa to carry a person. Isu is to carry an object. A person is not an object. Isu also is an object.
Depends on the person.
But that halacha doesn't apply, really, because if it goes with the halacha, if chai nosi es asma, what does that mean? I didn't transfer the baby to my wife, or vice versa, but the baby transferred himself. He's nosi es asma. Neither. That's the halacha in Hilchos Shabbos. Im hatino koton ochole or kofus, right? Then, also Shaykh Loma, Chaynos is Asma. Because of Oud, that's obvious. Then we say you can't touch her. I won't touch her. She's wearing an overcoat. I'll just hug her. All right, I won't ever touch her. Nonsense. Liga bebgadeh bode levusha yeshus rachik. Abok she'enin aleha muto. But you share a closet, so you mustn't touch her clothes in the closet. That's nonsense. All right, that's halacha tumu betara. Maybe, but not halacha in his rachkus. It has nothing to do with the singing. Okay, here we have halacha l'maaseh, an important remark. Can you take a ride with your wife in the car? If she sits in the back seat and you're wearing a chauffeur's uniform, no problem. Could you sit on the front seat? Well, that depends. What kind of car you have? You have bucket seats or is it one seat? Not so. You see, my shvel has a truvah. That truvah is matir even if it's one seat. But here's halacha. Lo yeshe b'mita miyuchedes lo apilu shol b'faneo. Okay. So also to sit down on her bed, even when she's not there. Again, you have to try to understand the emotional reactions of people, which Chazal did. I can go to sleep in the bed next to her. That's where we sleep. But I can't sit down on the bed. Why? Sitting down on that bed, my mind says I'm on my wife's bed. Sitting, lying down and sleep in my bed, next to my wife's bed, I'm in my bed, not on my wife's bed. So the awareness of the wife increases when you sit on her bed. And look what the Gemara says. We also leishev al safsal oruch shemisnadedes beinu mechoberes lekosel sheishto nido shevasol. If you have a bench, and when you move, the bench moves, and the other one sitting on the bench is aware of your movement, that is a kind of kocho kegufo. You're aware of my presence because of that. Therefore, it's also yesh matirim kisha odam acher mafsik v'yoshev b'neihem. Others hold not. Why? If I'm sitting on a bench and suddenly the bench moves under me, I look around and I see, oh, my wife moved the bench. She moved. So that the man asked her to. even if there are other people sitting on the bench. The Chumri Yisera, you don't pass him that way. He said, the Halacha Maisa, I haven't seen the latest Svarim and the Chassidim to record that La Halacha. The Chain, the Yelech and Mishto, Bagol Achas, or Bisfina Achas, in Holech Agder Tiel, Kigan, the Ganos, the Padres, and Yosef was there. אבל אם הולך מעיר לעיר לצרוכו, מותר אפי שהוא ישראל לבדם. ועד שישו בדרך של איגו זה בו זה. What is that now? I'm going on a, you know, the old-fashioned little horse and buggy. I mean, nothing moves as easily as being on a little buggy, right? Where it's on springs, and every time someone moves, the whole thing moves. So it depends. If it is you're going on a trip, meaning you're going just for a joyride, that would be to see the beautiful scenery, the Ganos, Pardesim, then it's also. If, however, he's going to business, and she's coming along, and she's also going into the city, then it's mutter. Why? Because he's the circumstance is different. Here I'm taking my wife out for a walk. I'm taking my wife out for a ride. Right? That is already an act of intimacy. Therefore, I'm sure I'm very much aware of her presence. Therefore, if things move, when she moves, no good. But if you're going off to business, you're already preoccupied with your thoughts. Right? It's not a social visit with your wife. There's no act of intimacy involved there. As it is, you don't take another man's wife for a ride to the countryside to see the fall foliage. You do it with your wife, if already you set up an intimacy relationship. This halacha, Vov, posed a question on the halachas we learned yesterday. Discussing in great detail that the Chazal were willing to be matir and isur the rabbonon of sach bita of tabelas beyom because of tzniyus. So one of the mafoshim asked correctly, "What's the tzniyus business?" Though there are sons, as the case given, there are sons, and they'll see the mother goes out at night from Bote Barsha with a lantern, going to where's she going? The stores of clothes, there's no shopping to do, etc. She's going to mikveh. So it's a public announcement she's going to mikveh. That's not proper. Well, how about the fact that you see in the bedroom there, that the beds are separated. And then one morning they see the beds are kedera. That's how the Minig Yisrael is. Nowadays, the Machmirim already paskin that you have to have a table separating the beds. There's no such halacha. The beds are not in contact with each other, separated by a few inches, that's more than adequate. When they sleep together, they push the beds together so they shouldn't fall through the cracks. No, so there's a public announcement. Then they know already when they sleep together. But it's different. It's not the night that she announces, goes out, I'm going to mikveh to sleep with my wife, with my husband tonight. The fact that it's now no longer AC do so and the beds are kept together. That, no, again, a delicate change in attitude, but that's how we pass in La Locha. Nothing wrong with the beds being together. On the contrary, we prefer that the beds are together so that by AC do so, you separate it, it becomes a heker.
look at Vav. Yishon ima b'mita afilo kalecha b'bigdoi d'ogazeh b'zeh, naturally. Afilo yesh chorechot masa b'fnei atzmo, he have a separate blanket. Afilo m'shoch b'beiz mitos, b'amitos nogo zu b'zu is also. Here we have a very important Taz. We haven't done much in the Taz, but one that's most likely the absence of this knowledge of halacha caused my father-in-law more tzar than anything else in his life. And that's when he paskin that children born from donor insemination are not mamzerim. You with me? We'll look at Bechaba first. Lo yisakel afilu ba'kova, lo b'mkova z'vachusha shabba. Doesn't mean you can't look at your wife during nigel. So comes the Lamar and say, afa mutal yisakel ba b'mkova z'amagulim, afa pi shenene mechiyoso. So happens you have a pretty wife and you like to look at her. A good choice. Right, you got a pretty wife, and she most likely has bad eyesight, so she married you. But that's not easy to look at your wife. Easy is to look at your wife in areas that normally would be covered. Look at the Taz, Lo Yustakil. The onus shall say the Gemara the Habi Lebonim Sheinim Ugonim. Okay, that's Kabbalin Yonim. Motosi Bago Smak Shem Raperitz. Alec, you with us? You got the Taz? Taz Zayin, Kutzadik Hei Zayin. Isha Nido Yechola Lishkov Asadini Balov. But Nishoros Misadinin Shechokhavala Isha Cher. Should be careful not to sleep on a sheet in which a stranger slept on it. Ben Tesare Be'er Mishich Vazero Shelacher. That's the reality. Ba'amai Eino Choshesh's Pentesaber Beniduso Meshich Vazera Shobala V'yavlad Benida. The Goyas Halacha L'mais that I told you. Women, and I take credit for that, they're women who for years never had children, simply both fertile, both because she never got the mikvah on time. She always went to mikvah after ovulation. And no one bothered to pick that up. Well, that's something that couldn't happen, Bizman Azer. You think it happens all the time. The Heshiv, Kivan Dein Kan Diasiso Abad Kosha Lagamri, Afilo Tisabe Meshiva Zera Shalacher. Nice, clean statement. There's no such thing as a mamza without an isul doraisa of kores. Or akiva held isalav. We don't pass by Rabbi Akiva, even according to Rabbi Akiva, there's no isalav here. Atilu tisabe mechozera shalache, kealo ben sira kosher hoya, ella, whatever ben sira's story is, ella, shem. Mishich v'azera shalacher kabdinen ha'avchono zeir shabiyiv yamayisu ha'chosa mi'oviv kis mi'bomis ha'chor. What is he saying? What you're worried about is incest. If she become pregnant from a donor, what do you do? Don't you know, soon after Albert Einstein College of Medicine was founded by Yeshiva there, I was then a Robin in Great Neck for a short period of time. I think I might mention to you, the Belkin Chayla Boche insisted Herman Woke, who wanted a Orthodox shul in North Shore, Long Island, and we started the shul, Baruch Hashem, with great success. Thank God, after about 3 years or so, I left to begin my doctoral work. That was the deal we made. Yeah. And the head of obstetrics at Albert Einstein was there, a doctor from Great Neck, the Great Neck City. We knew each other, Dr. Smith, for a long time. 1 year, I had left Great Neck already some years before. That was the year I think I finished my doctorate that year. I got a call from him. He wants to fax me something. He faxes me a wedding invitation from two people in Great Neck. So they don't know what to do. Both women were inseminated from the same donor. He was the doctor in charge. And you have brother and sister being married on the invitation. That's one of the big problems. Here at Columbia, years ago, I did my homework on that. I met there with them and asked what their conduct is. There are no rules. Whoever gets involved with infertility management, so-called ART, assisted reproductive technology, sometimes end up with donor insemination. They don't ask where you come from, meaning, oh, I won't use the same donor for women living in the same area, because it's possible that their children will meet. It's not uncommon to have one donor. I met such a donor who inseminated 51 women. It's a very common thing. Why? There's a lot of homework has to be done for someone to become a donor. You got to check his genetics as much as you can. So first of all, they like to use medical students as donors. It's meanish. They managed to graduate from high school and college, so it says something about that they're not mentally retarded. Then there are people who you can talk to, they understand what's up, so they ask them for a family tree. Can you think back? Can they check back 2-3 generations to make sure there was no inheritance of a genetic trait? So mainly, there aren't too many donors around. Therefore, donors used over and over again. That's a problem. As he says, my problem is not the fact that the woman did an Isil by being inseminated by a strange man. No, she didn't sleep with him. There was no Maisabia with him. You cannot commit adultery with a hypodermic syringe. But say the Shema Yisach Hosa Me'ovid, that's a problem. So what do we do? We partially solve the problem. We use only non-Jewish sperm. If someone wants to do it, It's not easy to give such a heter anyway, but if you, occasions when you want to be matir, to use donor sperm, you insist that the donor not be Jewish. It takes away some of the isur arayos. Okay, let's see if we can make a little more progress here. Royal Lord should Tashachi Lord begodem Lemeni Dusa. Kadeshi Yushneim Zorchim Tomachi Nida. And that's not looked upon as a violation of privacy. Again, Isul Tsnius. I read before, concerns letting anyone know that you're going to sleep with your husband tonight. Now, the Mechaber wants to take care of a question that you might ask. You know, it is a very easy way to establish hachokos. Make sure that the husband won't want to come near her because she looks terrible. She shouldn't comb her hair, put the hair over the face, wear, right? Wear, not put on any makeup. So, Bikushi Hitiru Lo Liskashi Mini Dusa. Meaning, Chazal thought of it. But with difficulty, they said, no, I'm not going to do that far. Today, Shotisgana Abala. As long as she's been fooling him, right? And everything seems to be okay. Suddenly she'll stop using makeup. Who knows? He may find that she's no longer as pleasing to him as he thought. Therefore, they allowed her to take care of her personal care, etc. Come along, our women. You know, we have a college for stern women, right? And one of the stern women comes up with a bright idea. And mainly do so, make sure he remembers, I'm not going to cook, I'm not going to clean, I'm not going to do the laundry. And he'll know for sure that there's hachoko.
Isn't that grounds for divorce?
Kol melachos she'isha ose labalo nida ose lo. No, no way.
Does she usually cook?
No, she can keep on doing the housework. Chusmi mezigas hakosh, also limzog hakosh. Now, mezigas hakosh, you have to understand, that's carried over to America, right? She prepares the martini just as I like it. That's the mezigas hakosh. Ziga's post is the dilution of the wine to the how he likes it. So that's already something between them that he should, she shouldn't do. Right. Ellen Kane Tasa Shum Hecker Kan Shitaniteo ala Shulchan Biyad Smol Utanito ala Kao ala Ksus Afilo Biyad Yemina. If she does she's preparing the drinks before dinner. She does. She shouldn't hand it to him, of course. Right? That's also to hand directly, of course. But even what? Even to put it down before him where he's sitting on a table, you know, we don't do that. Unless there's some hecker. What's the hecker? She doesn't put it on the table. She'll put it on, there's a credenza on the table over there. There.
What if there are guests, right? If it's Friday night and she's Anita, and you have people over, so if she puts it over there, 100%. Everybody's going to know.
That's right. That's, we don't do that. I mean, careful not to.
So then she would still put it down in front of.
We don't do it, even though as we said, she can wear big nida dusa. Not much about that. But that's I gave you a hint about the tshuva. We'll get to it. Asura latsi mitosa b'fonov. She doesn't make his bed. Right. Davke prisas hadin and amachaz v'amichse shudera chibo. That's to make him put down the sheet or the blanket. Aval hasos hakarer maksosos. But to put the cover, the blanket cover on, or the something which a mattress cover which requires effort, another thing that you do every day. There, no shoot torah in there chibo shari. That's only when in his presence, not his presence, no problem. Okay? Yud Beis, I assume that all of you, Mitzvah, will marry such women who do this. Asura litzok v'mayim lichos ponav yoda baraglo. When he comes home, she takes off his shoes and washes his feet, right? She can't even pour the water on him. I feel a hate to know it's my tongue in him, even if they're cold water. If she doesn't like the husband, she uses boiling water. Kishem shasura limzoglo, kachu also limzoglo. Velo, ela lishro, rokosha yain also. Loshna kosha brocha, loshna kosha cher, and bemuchet lo. Avram chosen and hey may osna kosu who shoses e abasayu less lombo. Well, this is the geyos halacha lemaise, where minig is at the bris, there's a kosher brocha at the bris, and the kosher brocha is then sent to the mother for to make a brocha on the kosher brocha. The old minig, somewhere based on some kavol in yonim. There's no problem with that because someone drank from the cup already, right? Yeah. And those who understand halacha, those who are machmir, right? They make sure that they, someone who brings the cup to her also takes a sip from it, right? So it shouldn't be there. That's neither the halacha that you have to send to the couple or not. You have the Bat Sheva brachas, right? There you have the meaning is to give chos and kala to drink, but they drink from separate cups, not from one cup. Kolela chokos. So lachik ben mi meni dusa ben mi livuna. Shem kol yemei svirosa ben chile pralelo ben roa mamesh le mocho kesem. You shouldn't look upon the same as exera. Kesem should be mutter to chatzila. Right? This is lo hagosha. So we ask the kesem. And now you're going to ask all these hachokos that come. Even they should have relations, they won't be in Isu d'Araisa. Nevertheless, no leniency because of kesem. Then comes Tezvav, an important halacha. That's known as many of the Achonim have a tshuva on imbala rofe, if a husband's a doctor, imutalo lemashmish bedofek. I think he had never understood fully what it meant. Simple, just say, mean to take a pulse. Yeah. But it doesn't mean take a pulse. It means minister to her. אם הוא חולה ואין לו מי שיש שם שאין לו זו לא עושה, מותר על זה שם Rashi. So Biyosa Shetuchal is all me achatz of Pori of Raglova. So Savita before the. Okay. If he's sick and there's no one else to take care of him, and she has to take care of him, fine. But try to avoid doing anything that is understood as especially intimate, like washing his feet, washing his face, which was once the custom. Not shy of his manazeh. Now, the reverse. Isha cholo v'hi nido. Also labalo liga kidei l'shamsha. Jan lakimo, lashkivo, l'samcha. She's sick in bed and she needs help. And there's no, they have no maid in the house. So what do you do? Muhammad just said, it's also period. Therefore what? So you let her lie in bed, she's going to die, you're not going to feed her, she has to be fed. Comes the Ramon and says, Yesh omrim, right? Dimein lo mishi amshena muta b'chol, v'chei noagim imsicha harbe l'kach. In other words, all these chumas, but there's a rational mind behind the chumas, dealing with our Rabbonim. And where, what's the soul setup, right? Of a chola, she's sick, they're so sick that she needs to be ministered to. We're not sure you'll jump into bed with her. That's the next one. Imbala rofe, also lamashesh lohadofe. So he said, but if you mashek asafti, and that refers, that halacha is, it doesn't disagree with the Ramah even. Because it means he's not the only one around. I mean, someone has to take a pulse, or get another doctor to take the pulse, or whatever that means. Vimashek asafti, the nogen hetem, sicha elov them, right? The mashameshlo, right? Koshke the mutu, the mashameshlo adofek, imein rofe acher, or sicha elov. Naturally. Vayin v'orachayim simen peches emuto lenido likoneis lebeis haknesses ulispalil. Look quickly, the Piskei Tshuva, Yutes. This fellow, Hamudi Donil, has managed to find every chumrah in the book. Doesn't miss one of them. Nogu hanoshim lo leila beis hachayim. They don't go to a cemetery. Ulispalel b'meididuso. B'nochon hu, in its proper conduct. Why? Strictly kabod and yana. What? Tuma. Tuma attracts tuma. Not our custom. Chassidim are makpid on it. It's well known. Look at the Piskei Tshuva Tezvav. But the Piskei Tshuva is now posing the question that you should have asked as we began, since I began by citing the Rambam, there's the Isu the Reise. Dealing with Isu the Reise, it's not easy to find a heter for it. So what if she's not well? So what if she needs him? So isu d'raisa. Pekuach nefesh is a famous story, as we says, right? Chaim posa b'tshuvas ledvaz. Because of that, what? That if she needs him, there's no one else to help. You wouldn't piss the tshuva, you test. It has vov. Because of Alpha gab de Bechol Abizraya de Gila Reyes. I mean, in Yomus Valyavo, there's no Pikuch Nefesh Taine by Gila Reyes. And this is what Abizraya de Gila Reyes. It's a component of Gila Reyes. If you hold it, said the Reise. So it's a component of Isubir. And the famous story, more than Hazel, more than Abay de Zohar, rather. Of the fellow who knows, the psychiatrist, said that unless you allow him to sleep with this woman, he'll die. And the woman is a penuya, not HZ. And Masama, she would be willing. Said, we don't allow. Then he says, well, let him know, as long as he can see her naked would be enough. No, Chama said, go. Let him die. Well, he wants to just talk to her behind a screen. He said, no, let him die. It's Abizraya the Gila Reyes. So over here, how come we're Mako? That's what he's asking. The boss says, we're Mako. Why isn't you treated like Abizraya the Gila Reyes? Says, by the Hela Libotino, whatever that means. A psychiatric collapse, a psychiatric, so something, right? Awesome, Boach Holy Machmas Avera. Aval Hocholo Boach Holy Machmas Avera. Lochishori. There, when he's sick, as his Mishagah said, he must sleep with this woman. It's also to sleep with a woman. Therefore, it's has up with an Isu. His sickness is an Isu sickness. His wife's sickness is a legal sickness. Therefore, we don't treat it that way. Right? If she needs to have a face wash, she can take a cup of water and throw it at her. but if that's not possible, it's okay to wash it. Why? It's different all over here. What we're saying is, under these circumstances, the hachoko is not a hachoko. The hachoko is to be marked from thoughts in your mind. And dealing with a wife who's sick, needs help. Sexual thoughts are not a component of a healthy, normal individual. Okay, Yud Zayin, I call your attention to him just because it doesn't work. Okay, look at Yud Zayin. He says, the Mashe Sadofek, take a pulse. Right? The Mokka Chaim says that the Dole Aposkin Paskin, he should put a cloth over her hand and then he can check the pulse. And it doesn't work that way. Okay, if he puts a cloth over her hand and checks the pulse, he'll call the Chema Kadisha. He'll assume that she's dead. Okay, I think we'll stop here. That's a good day's work. Tomorrow we'll do the tshuva. And then move into Chatzitza Tefillah.